Ladies and gentlemen, do you know these guys up here? Huh? I thought you might know them. Before they get started, I wanted to give you a Randy Waller update. We've been able to drag him as far as the other side of Silver Cliff, and we hope to have him out of Custer County by Wednesday. Also, you know, with this band up here, and with a lot of the other bands, you know, it kind of takes a lot of my target environment away. I asked Ron if he'd be willing to just come up here and stand back in the back of the stage so that he would be available, but he wasn't willing to do it. So I'm kind of at a handicap here. I don't know any of the people in this band except for Martha, and I will tell you one thing about Martha. She's a great musician, a great songwriter. She's a great guitar player. She is a poor judge of vocal talent. Poor judge. She was here a few weeks ago at Ron's for a visit, and I went over and took my insurance agent with me, and we were able to sit down with Ron and Martha and pick a little bit and sing a little bit. And Martha actually told me I could sing. Right. You know, right. I'd ask her, I'd heard you were a professional musician, aren't you? Apparently not. But I appreciated the encouragement anyway, and I've done my best not to inflict it on anybody other than Martha and Ron up till now. We're working on possibly the world's longest sound check tuning / getting ready bass work I've ever heard.
Nice try, Don. You're a fine singer. And you know
it. Well, thanks,
so
Martha.
Does everyone now.
That just proves my point. And she apparently has no shame because she will tell you things like that in public. These guys were here 2 years ago and just knocked everybody out. And you all know them. You know they specialize in old-time, traditional, Appalachian, pure singing from the heart. We could not be happier to have them with us here on Sunday. Please welcome the Real Time Travelers.
Said to myself, hey, come Sally good. Sally is dark, Sally is late. Sally is a girl that drives me crazy. Thank you. down with travel roads so muddy. We're so happy that we couldn't stay studying. Huckleberry pie, raspberry pudding, gave it all away. See Sally Gooden.
Everybody, how you doing? I'm happy to report that we're doing really well too, so we're glad to be with you. Yeehaw! Yeehaw! I believe this is our fourth trip as a group to the town of Westcliff, Colorado, and we like it an awful lot. We also sneak through here and hike, but yes, you can applaud for that. We buy a lot of food while we're here, so you should enjoy that. And this is our very sixth summer, summer that we've been a band and come out to Colorado and played music. So it's a pleasure to be here with you. Thank you.
small can, 50 miles or more, written right there on the side of the can, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. I looked up and I looked back, walked 100 miles on a railroad track, whole soccer tail from where I stand, little bird of heaven right here in your hand. The next song we're going to do, I played just Friday night with my brother Kenny at his wedding rehearsal dinner party. And it was meant a lot to play it together. It also was, it was odd because this woman was there. He's a classical violinist, and he's trying to get a gig in an orchestra, but he kind of gigs like we do. Travels all over playing with orchestras in the South. And he met this woman who has, she has invested in a really nice instrument, really nice violin, and she lets him use it because she just plays as a hobby. So he's sort of working this instrument. And it costs a lot more than he could ever afford. Or I could ever afford. So I thought, oh boy, maybe she'll like my playing and she'll get me one too. Didn't work though, at least yet.
It's a tune Heidi wrote.
So Heidi had an emotional weekend at this wedding. That was beautiful. That's a good thing. Hey, you know, if you start to peel back the layers of this multi-dimensional old-time music, pretty soon you're going to find Mike Seeger. He's been tremendously influential. Great, great work. I don't know if Mike's here, but this is a tune I learned off of one of his records that he did with Paul Brown about the great Appalachian Mountain community of Tampa, Florida. It's called Going Down to Tampa. Thank you.
woman make a gosh darn fool of you. But I got my ticket and I'll tell you what I think I'll do. Going down to Tampa, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. Settle down, settle down, settle down. I got my ticket and I'll tell you what I think I will do. Going down to Tampa, settle down.
All been kind of a non-traditional gospel. It's a fairly liberal gospel set we've got going on here. But, but we kind of picked these songs because they're all kind of special to us in different ways. And but we thought we should do a couple of real gospel songs as well. And since I started this without actually being in tune, as long as it's a gospel set, we should think about being real grateful. But let's give a big hand for everybody that put on the festival and worked real hard. This wonderful woman, Elsie, let us stay at her house, and it's been wonderful. It's been really beautiful. We've been hiking, and the sound is awesome, old blue sound, and Dick Peerley and Ron, those guys. This is a song that Dry Branch Fire Squad does really well, but maybe they're not around. They won't see us doing it, too. It's called 50 Miles of Elbow Room.
Places, everyone.
Tune of A. How's it going so far?
I think they're supposed to start. Are you supposed to start this one?
City stands. Its gems set walls of jasper gleam, not made by human hands. 100 miles, its gates are wide, abundant entrance there, with 50 miles of elbow room on either side to spare.
When the gates swing wide on the other side, just across the sunset sea,
thank you.
Thank you. I think we got time for one more. A couple things we wanted to share with you all. The first one is that we're here all day. So if you didn't like what we did, we're going to try to get better as the day goes on. And hopefully your sleep deprivation will get a little more intense too. And Sunday is the very best day to be at a Bluegrass Festival. So we congratulate you for being here because it is the day to be. It's the day that Ron Thomason makes you cry. And it's the day that, you know, all the music really starts to sink in and you get to figure out what you're going to take back with you after the big weekend. So anyway, we're glad to be here. Thanks for the support. It's great to see everybody with the Real-Time Traveler ball cap. We're glad to see our baseball teams doing well down here in Westcliff. And we're sorry we didn't send you all the support financially that we wanted to this year, but we got some players lined up, and some of the players may be in the audience right now and not even know it. And you could join the team also just by purchasing a Real-Time Traveler hat. And I think they'll be somewhere over there after we finish here. There's also some recorded music that's called a compact disc, and you can take some of those home with you also. And I think we're doing a workshop today and playing another set, and we're going to be here, so we're going to be hanging out, and hope you can too. Don't go home and check your email. It's a bunch of junk anyway, so stick around. Stick around and enjoy all the great music. And we'd like to send you off right now with a gospel tune we learned. We're involved in one of the few pursuits in America where you get to meet your heroes and play music with them and learn from them. Some of mine were here this weekend, Mike Seeger and Norman Nancy Blake. You will not see people like that everywhere you go, so really cherish it. And last summer we were traveling with a bunch of our heroes, and this is a tune we learned from Dirk Powell. And what's the woman's name?
Gene Ritchie.
It comes from Gene Ritchie, the great songwriter from Kentucky, and it's got a good message to it. And we'll send you off with this one and look forward to seeing you later on today. Thanks for the welcome.
Thank you.
said unto me, do you like my pastures of green? You may live in this garden if you will feed my sheep. I'll return to the garden in the cool of the day. Garden of my Lord, and he walks in his garden in the cool of the day. And my Lord, he said unto me, do you like my garden so free? You may live in this garden. Thank you very much. We'll see you later.
Real-time travelers. Do another one?
Here's one to dance to, but I'm not sure that's a good idea. I've only been here about 3 hours and my nose is already a mess. Sorry, you didn't need to hear that. It's not that bad.
But your hair looks great.
Your hair looks great.
Doesn't my hair look great?
It's fine.
Thank you. The boys were up since 4 this morning working on Heidi's hair for today.
Bad because if the hairdo lasted all the way from the south to here and a plane ride and a night of sleep, you know it must be using a lot of hairspray. Just keep your cigarettes away from me, I might blow up.
Thank you.
real-time travelers. They will be back this afternoon to close out the festival. We don't want any of you to miss that. Okay, we're ready to bring on the last band of the day. A mixed blessing. We're just as pleased as we can have to have this band. We're sorry that it's the last band. And I don't know if I told you this number or not. If I did, I'll repeat myself, and I'm at an age where I have an excuse for repeating myself. Last year on Saturday night at this festival, we had about 400 people. Last night at this festival, we had 800 people. That's right. At that rate, by the year 2025, we'll be bigger than Colorado Springs. So we'll just keep that up. But ladies and gentlemen, please welcome back for some real-time, old-time music, the Real-Time Travelers.
One from the late great John Hartford.
killed a rooster. She thought it was a duck. She put it on the table with its leg poking up over me. About to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home. Try me one more time. About kissing and loving on down. You're the prettiest girl I've ever been around. Oh, babe, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home. Try me one more time. Coming down the stairs, going oop shoopa doopy, sitting there watching that flip floppy floopy. Oh babe, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home. Try me one more time. Mama killed a rooster, she thought it was a duck. She put it on a table with its leg poking up. Oh, babe, about to lose my mind. Bring your clothes back home, try me one more time.
Well, thank you all very much. We feel really honored you stuck around. We got a lot of time zones. We got some people with some dust that's starting to accumulate in their ears and their nose and things like this, and a few people that are just getting, you know, real calm, starting to forget about their life back home. And that's just where we want you. We got a bunch of music picked out, and if you don't mind, we're going to run through a whole bunch of it. We've been bragging on our bass player. He has a new CD out, he and his brother. And they're in Canton, North Carolina. They've been playing this old-time music for a long time and passing it along to kids. They sit there at the elementary schools and in all the little schoolhouses and whatnot all in the afternoon teaching the old Joe Clark Revolution, and we're awful proud of him. He's got a great new CD, and we love him a lot. Please make welcome Travis Stewart on the banjo.
This is a song that's on that CD that we recorded, and by the way, Travis is just one heck of a bass player as well, but this is Over in the Glory Land.
Just over in the glory land, I'll over in the glory land, and with kindred safe there forever be, over in the glory land, just over.
Great folks on that record. I know Alice Gerard's on there and Carl Jones, and I think, is it sold out here?
I don't know, I hope so.
In the event that not everyone can get one here, there's a way to get them on the internet, and
Travis is here to tell you all about it.
Yes, it's www.old97records, but you spell records with a W before it, like a train wreck, old 97. Old 97 records with a W.
left, all the way left. You're the way left, all the way round. Now staying square, yeah, staying square. Now right back, right, right back, right, on back, right, all the way round. Now staying square, yeah, staying square. Corner single, corner single, yeah, corner single, corner single, 16 times, 16 times. Promenade your partner when you get home.
Set me up a little bitty still. It's hard times on the Beaver Dam Road. Hard times, oh Chevrolet car, 'cause he's looking for the man with the old fruit jar. It's hard times on the Beaver Dam Road. Hard times, oh Lord. Drug me to Boone and they threw me in jail, and I had no money for to go my bail. It's hard times on the Beaver Dam Road. Hard times, oh Lord. Letter from my wife, she's a fair and awful good. Cause she's got a man digging taters and he's chopping up wood. It's hard times on the Beaver Dam Road. Hard times, oh Lord. Fellas, wherever you are, please don't go toting around the old fruit jar. It's hard times on the Beaver Dam Road. Hard times, oh Lord. Kill. So went in, I set me up a little bitty still. It's hard times on the Beaver Dam Road. Hard times, oh Lord. Hard times, oh Lord.
I would like to thank Paul at the hardware store, the owner of the hardware store, for getting me this piece of wood. That is just really special. It's very generous. And thanks to Jim for picking it up. I've got a fresh piece of wood and I'm excited.
That'll make sense in a minute.
Okay. Hey, just for all the aficionados out there, who was it, Roy? That last tune was by Frank Prophet, great songwriter, has some ties to the Tom Dooley episode. And the one before that was Joe Thompson, the great African-American fiddler, still going at it strong. That's an old shout. We're going to do some dancing now, just about, and y'all feel free to jump in also. Got a nice new piece of hardwood here, and looks like it's ready to get scuffed up. We'll do an old traditional number for you. This is John Henry. This is a song that you own and I own and all of us own. It's called The Public Domain, so make sure you claim it next time you're at the library. Thank you.
Heidi Andrade on the feet and the fiddle. You may wonder why we've gathered you all here today. Was about how to look like you know what you're doing when you really don't.
They started this thing a couple years ago. You might have heard of it. It's called the Internet. And I had to get one finally because that's how we got gigs in the different times and such. And then eventually I downloaded my first bit of information, which is music to us, but it's information to the people that run that thing. And it was a piece by a guy named Woody Guthrie, the great American songwriter and troubadour. And yeah, you can always applaud for him. Wonderful, wonderful man. And it was this great version of Ida Red, the old dance tune, and they'd play it in Oklahoma for a long time. And see, those dances go on for 20 minutes sometimes, just one song. And Woody'd get kind of tired, and the fiddle player would get kind of tired too. So he'd start shouting out different dance calls in the middle of the tune. And this was the first piece of information I stole from the internet. And I haven't been able to find Woody to give him the money yet, but I hope to one of these days. But about that same time, right there in Johnson City, Tennessee, my friend Roy Andrade had written this beautiful banjo piece, and he's kind enough to let me scream some of the words that Woody had used, and then a few that I made up, because I think that's probably what Woody was doing at that time altogether. So anyway, there's some liberal use of vocabulary here, and of course we include all the vowels, A, E, I, O, U, and sometimes Y. We call this one C-Tune in the Band, but if you're trying to buy it on a CD, it's called Maybe the Last Time.
Party with a big handshake, well I'll go east on a westbound freight. Hurry up, young boy, don't be late, and on you go. But don't go slow, maybe the last time, I don't know. See pretty guy, gonna see show, danced all night, run all day. Wanna find the fiddle man, wanna hear him playing on you go. But don't go slow, maybe last time, I don't know. Part two, cried on round and old belt two. Oh my gosh, forgot the words, but it doesn't matter because they're all real good. Oh my gosh, don't go slow. Maybe the last time, I don't know. Acre public land, home you are, and everybody swing, smile big, go around the ring, and on you go. But don't go slow, maybe the last time, I don't know. In town, they dance to the break of day. They'd light up West Cliff, they'd dance all night, listen to that old fiddle music.
Roy Andrade on the banjo. It's a great festival. There's a bit of a hissing noise in the monitors, and it may not matter at all, and don't worry about it if it... Okay. I'm going to turn this thing around, and we're all going to go home. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble here.
Gold that you can make. treachery. Heart of gold that holds a key. You reach for the higher rack and you reach for me. Shackle and chain can't settle me. Shackle and chain.
How y'all doing? You still with us? Yeah? All right, thanks for just checking in with you, seeing how things were, seeing how the folk music's affecting you here in your third day of the festival here. And what a festival it's been, though. How about it, huh? Those are some amazing, amazing musicians all weekend long. You're not going to find that just everywhere. So lots of thanks go out to Ron Thomason and all the folks around here at Westcliff that have put this together. And then to Ice the Cake, it's all for a good cause. They give the money to a good charity. So rock and roll to the folks here, and great festival to you. There's some old boys over by East Tennessee, North Carolina there. They go around there called Grayson and Witter, and they play this old music a while back, just guitar and fiddle and these great old songs. And they keep going, they keep going. There's a fellow, Frank Grayson, and he's still sitting out there in Mountain City, Tennessee, playing these old tunes on the weekend. And encourage you all to go out there anytime you get a chance. Go to the old fiddle festivals, look some of these old folks up and enjoy them firsthand. And this is one about rambling, and they were rambling way back then and had problems with it. And if you're rambling these days, make sure you're taking care of your sweetie. I think that's one of a couple different motifs in this song. And we'll see how it sounds today. Thank you.
if I crossed over the plains. Said it'd make no difference, so you return again. Said she would prove true until I proved unkind. We kissed, shook hands, and parted, left that girl behind. I left old North Carolina to marry an Idaho. Went on to Johnson City for to see this wild world o'er, where the work and the money were plentiful. Postboy just ridden, and the postboy met me there. Handed me a letter, which gave me to understand. Girl, I'd left Carolina and married another man. I read a few lines further till I found out it was true. My heart was filled with trouble, I didn't know what to do. My heart was filled with trouble, trouble's on my mind. I'm gonna drink and gamble for the girl I left. Heart. Always loved the women, drank whiskey and played cards. Parents treated me kindly, but they had no boy but me. My mind was filled with rambling and I left old Tennessee. My mind was filled with rambling, left old Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What a good time playing for you. Thank you very much. Great festival. Thank you.
We'd especially like to thank Will Sabal for just doing a bunch of work and being such a great guy. He's hiding.
We're going to do our favorite song. I think the Bellamy Brothers did this. It's called, If I Said You Had a Beautiful Body, Would You Hold It Against Me? Thank you very much.
Da, 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 da. If I said you were an angel, would you treat me like a devil tonight?
All right, thanks. Thank you, see you next year.
I know some of you know that song. You're just too embarrassed to sing it with us. This is a song we played a lot together last spring. It's called Like a Songbird That Has Fallen, and thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you again. It's great to see you. We'll be hanging out at the table for a while. And Travis will have his CDs over there, and he'll sign them for you, and we'll say hello. Thank you. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. Roy, good job. Good job. Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, like all good things, this has to come to an end. Speaking on behalf of everybody that has anything to do with the festival, we hope you had a good time. We hope you feel like you got your money's worth. And we hope you'll come back next year, the second weekend in July, and bring your friends with you. We'll put another panel in the tent. Thank you very much. Have a good trip home.